AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump acknowledged today President Obama was born in the United States. In Washington, Trump says he finished the birther talk, but he wasn't the person who started it.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy.
On Twitter, Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump's news conference in Washington was a disgrace, and he expressed zero regret for pushing a racist conspiracy theory. Earlier today in Washington, Clinton says Trump's refusal until now to say the president was born in the U.S. is an outrage.
He is feeding into the worst impulses, the bigotry and bias that lurks in our country.
At the White House, Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama doesn't think this is a big issue.
I think when the president released the long-form version of his birth certificate in this room 5 years ago, he was hoping that people would move on.
There's a ruling in Atlanta connected to the death of Bobby Christina Brown. Here's the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Bobby Christina Brown's family had sued her partner Nick Gordon for wrongful death. While he has not been charged with the crime, Brown's family insists that he had something to do with her death, which came last summer, nearly 6 months after she was found submerged in a bathtub, eerily similar to the way her mother Whitney Houston died nearly 3 years before. A judge in Atlanta ruled against Gordon in the lawsuit, saying that he repeatedly failed to meet court deadlines in the case. That means the conservator of Brown's estate wins the case by default, and a jury trial will determine how much Gordon will have to pay in damages. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Detectives in Florida are investigating whether the man accused of torching a mosque attended occasionally by the Orlando nightclub shooter was part of a conspiracy. Joseph Schreiber was talking on his cell phone moments before the fire was set. The losses are growing on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials down 132 points. This is AP Radio News. The bodies of three Americans who went overseas on their own to fight for the Islamic State group have been returned to the U.S.
Levi Shirley, Jordan McTaggart, and William Savage, all in their 20s, were not in the U.S. military, but they fought the Islamic State group in Syria alongside the Kurds. They died in combat separately, their bodies sent home to the States without ceremony. The bodies of Shirley and McTaggart arrived back home in Colorado early Friday, where Congressman Ed Perlmutter presented two American flags to their families. William Savage's body was sent on to North Carolina, where his father lives. I'm Rita Foley.
A judge in London ruled a British man accused of hacking into U.S. military and government computer systems and stealing confidential information should be extradited to the U.S. to face trial. Lori Love has 2 weeks to appeal. Gas prices may be going up in some places. A leaking fuel line has been shut down in Alabama. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.